The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Cortland Sutton, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Podcast, brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, joined today by the Trash Man, as we need to do some Dynasty Rankings updates. Trash Man, what the hell's going on, brother?
Not too much. Just, prying out my nasal cavities with whatever I can to clear them in these.
At least you're feeling better. Texas. You at least feel better now than you did in Indy. I thought you'd get to Indianapolis and you'd be clear to your allergy stuff. You and Cody, man, you get to Indy, but you guys turn into vampires, dude.
I got back and just got punched in the face. But I don't know. Such is Central Texas cedar fever.
Yeah, man. Whenever they I won't even say that. Do you know what they call it whenever they blow out all the cedar pollen?
What's that?
They call it an ejaculation. it blows that cedar pollen out, dude. All right, Dynasty rankings updates. We have a bunch to get to. Of course, the big news from yesterday, the news about Aaron Rodgers coming back to Green Bay, but also the news about Russell Wilson, of course, going to the Denver Broncos and all the fallout from that. We also have the Calvin Ridley news that we haven't really accounted for in the Dynasty rankings yet. So we thought, Trashman and I said we need to, overhaul a couple things on the Roster Watch top 250, the Dynasty top 250 that's up for our pro members over there. And we figured we'd just hop on a pod and just kind of talk it out. So what do you want to do, Trashman? Do you want to maybe just – how about let's just talk about Calvin Ridley first, just because, we'll figure out what we're going to do with him. Let's not make the changes live here, but if you can get out a sheet of paper or whatever and just write down what we talk about so you can go in after the podcast and just make these changes. Because if I do them here on the fly, I feel like it's probably going to I might mess it up. I might get, what I'm saying? Like, because yeah, we'll have to update them in the wide receiver sheet, then we'll have to update them in the one quarterback sheet, then in the super flex sheet. So we'll just take down notes. And so Calvin Ridley, I think we had him at wide receiver 17. He's going to be 28 years old this next year. The next time that we see Calvin Ridley, he won't be – maybe he'll be 29. I had Siege yesterday on to talk about a bunch of this stuff. And with Siege, we talked about it. Generally, what are your thoughts about Ridley? I haven't talked to you about Ridley's suspension. Pretty wild, huh? I mean, these guys can get in such big – these guys can do such bad shit and not really get this – get this big of a penalty. I think it just has to do with
– I mean, is it that bad if he's betting on the Falcons? If he's betting on them to win?
What Siege was saying, it was a bunch of parlays.
Man. Was this the whole thing about his mental health, whatever? Is this all predicated on the betting?
No.
From last season?
No. He was on a mental health break whenever he – what's up to everybody in chat? Kipsy, Hunsbergler. Oh, and our boy Cody Carpentier, man. Cody, great to see you, brother. Cody's making fun of your – he says, Carhartt cap and a jean jacket. What year are we in? Do you know what year we're in? We're like 2 years away for Cody. Trashman's always Trashman's so far behind the curve. He's ahead of the curve. No, man, this wasn't his mental. He was on his mental break, and during the mental break, he was gambling on the one of the apps down in Florida.
Right. So I think his issues might not only begin and end at betting. I think, you know, there might be further things going on there. So, like, he's a coin flip. He's a Josh Gordon to me at this point.
Yeah. Josh Gordon. So you want him just out of the rankings?
No, I mean, I love Josh Gordon. I think he's always, I think he's always worth including. I just don't, I mean, it's just he's attached with a very tenuous thread to the rankings.
Just needs to, I mean, in Dynasty, if you're taking, all right, let's just, okay. Wide receiver 17 is too high, clearly. I mean, here's another thing, Trash Man. Well, as long as we're doing this stuff, Gabriel Davis, he needs to be moved up.
Yeah.
We have been wide receiver 41. As long as we're talking about this, let's get Gabriel Davis up. Let's get Rondale Moore maybe up just a tiny bit. But so if you can make those notes, Gabriel Davis up, see what we can do about him. Just based on the comments that we got from the combine, right? From the Bills folks. So I'm just looking down here. I'm just saying, like, does he belong, Calvin Ridley? Does he belong around maybe like a 30-year-old Odell Beckham
and a 30-year-old
Robert Woods?
That was exactly what I was looking at.
I kind of think that might be where we stick him, because I really do think if somebody came to me and wanted to trade like a Juju Smith-Schuster or a Josh Palmer, certainly, I mean, a Gabriel Davis.
We have like – even below that, we have like a 26-year-old Michael Gallup who stands to improve if what we think is going to happen with Amari Aldridge is going. I mean, Amari Cooper is going to happen.
Where's Gallup?
He's at 59. He's at wide receiver 59.
He needs to be up. He needs to be up there above these guys, above Odell Beckham and above Robert Woods, I think, just given the age. He needs to be right there with the Jacoby Myerses and the Christian Kirks. I think Christian Kirk probably should be above Will Fuller. But I think that's where Michael Gallup needs to be for sure. Let's get Calvin Ridley into that mix, right?
Yeah.
Let's get Ridley into that mix. Cody Carpentier in the chat saying he has him at wide receiver 49 behind Dotson, Renfro, Juju. Well, I think we have Renfro a little bit higher than, yeah, but kind of in that same area. I think that's about right, Cody. I think that's about where he needs to be. And we'll discuss Lockett here in a second. In these particular rankings, we don't do – in the Dynasty Top 250, we won't have rookies in there until they are – we put the rookies in as soon as the Dynasty rookie cheat sheet comes out, which comes out basically the day after the draft. And so that's interesting that's where you have Dotson is right there. Oh, by the way, speaking of rookies and adding them in, people have been asking about the best ball cheat sheet. I just got started on the skeleton of that. That will include rookies pre-NFL draft, just because thankfully at Underdog, they're really good with the ADPs and stuff. They update it every day, and we can see where these rookies, where they're moving and things. So we can actually build in the leverage in the cheat sheet right now by seeing how the ADPs are moving on these rookies, where in past years it's been a lot harder to do that. But as far as here on the Dynasty Top 250, we'll be adding in the rookies once we have their NFL destinations. This is startup drafts without the rookies. So I think that's right. So do you basically have that Trash Man, like that group? I think that's where Ridley kind of needs to be. Before we get into the whole thing with the trade, let's just also talk about Davante Adams. It looks like he's going to get the franchise tag. So we got one more year of Davante Adams with Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, Davante Adams, it probably is. This is going to be the last hurrah, age 30. Is Aaron Rodgers influential enough to I'm getting a bunch of texts. Is he influential enough to be able to tell the Green Bay Packers to find a way to keep Davante Adams through hit through whatever contract it is that he ends up signing. Because Aaron Rodgers has come out on Twitter.
He's influential enough to be the highest paid NFL player ever.
Well, he's saying that the contract details that have been released aren't true.
Well, I mean, I think maybe that I don't know. I don't know if it's the number that's untrue, though.
maybe. I don't know. he's going to get paid a ton, and it's going to make it prohibitive to be able to pay up for Davante Adams for what he's going to want, especially when coming into an age 31 season. Maybe the fact that it's an age 31 season means that he'll come cheaper. Right.
Yeah.
And I think you could probably, but the simple fact is, I mean, Keenan Allen at this point, Davante Adams, Tyler Lockett, DeAndre Hopkins, these guys are all 30. They're going to be – I mean, at some point we got to start figuring out when it's time to jump off board with them. Golly, having Davante Adams, though, in your arsenal for one season, if you're a win-now team, is like – it's like dynamite. And I just look at the guys sort of – you know, look at the guys sort of around him. I mean, I think probably since Cooper Kupp – is a year younger than Davante Adams. I know we're talking about maybe this, like Cooper Kupp should be above Davante Adams.
That's wild to think he's only 1 year younger than Davante Adams.
Well, he was a Valus Jones whenever he came in. He was like 25. He was like 25. I think the Cooper Kupp needs to go above Davante Adams. But then when you look, man, it's like when you think about it, I mean, Terry McLaurin's going to be 27. Deontay Johnson's going to be 26 and have to – who knows? What if that's a Mason Rudolph quarterback? You know, who knows what that's going to be with Pittsburgh? I think now with this whole Seattle trade, and we're going to talk about it, but now Seattle gets the number 9 pick, they're going to take Malik Willis. That's
going to be Willis.
Yeah, they're going to take Willis. So all our dreams about Willis maybe going to Pittsburgh, those are out the window now. Our best hope is a Jimmy G or a Kenny Pickett or something like this, right? Yeah. It's not going to be Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know. They could take a Ritter.
Yeah. Would you love Desmond Ritter for Deontay Johnson?
Not necessarily. No.
I don't think I would either. So I don't necessarily think that I kind of think I want Davante Adams more. I mean, I honestly trash man. I start looking at these like 22 and 24 year old Elijah Moore and Jaylen Waddle. And I think they might kind of need to be above Deontay Johnson at this point, maybe like if we could make that move, do you like that?
We don't know what's going to be happening in Miami either, though. I mean,
we know that they got a weird head coach. Golly, that guy. I don't know what to make of him. You guys all love him, man. You and Cody and Byron.
I don't love him. Like, I just think he's just a contrarian, and I'm all about the contrarians.
Look, I think he's smart, man. Mike McDaniel. I just don't know what to – like, is he going to be a good football coach? I mean, he looks like he's certainly a very interesting guy. I like his style, but I'm just like, God, is that dude a leader of men? Is it like they're going to follow this dude into battle? Like, I don't know, man. It's like – okay, so can you just make the note to examine the Elijah Moore, Jaylen Waddle vis-a-vis Deontay Johnson – just with the Big Ben stuff. I know we were talking about Davante Adams. I kind of think Davante Adams is in the right spot, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
I think Davante Adams just kind of stays. We were kind of baking in the idea that there was some uncertainty there. But let's see. Kipsy in the chat saying someone mentioned Seattle wasn't fond of this year's QB class. Maybe BS or smokescreen. Still feels like a QB at 9 lock. At QB makes me sick. Oh, poor Kipsy. He's got that Seattle. I guess Kipsy's. I didn't know that Kipsy is from Seattle. He's got the Seattle skyline as his avatar here. Yeah, dude. I mean, Kip, you ought to watch back yesterday's podcast with Siege. Siege, all he could talk about was the fact that Drew Locke was going to be the starter for the Seattle Seahawks. So go watch that and feel sick to your stomach.
I mean, it's a run first team, though. I mean, like, I feel sick for their wide receivers, but
we're going to talk about it.
Offense goes, I don't think it's going to change very much.
We're going to talk about it. So I think with the news that Davante Adams is coming back, the news that Aaron Rodgers is coming back, they're not going to want to give any money to Alan Lazard. They're not going to want to give any money to MVS. So let's go ahead and move those guys down, right? They're no longer going to be being attached to Aaron Rodgers. And if they do, we can always come back and move them up. But I think we need to move those guys down a little bit. It's trash. I mean, as long as I'm down here looking at this, we need to move Braxton Berrios up probably 15 spots.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, you have him behind Denzel Mims, which is absurd.
Is it?
Like, yeah, let's move Braxton Berrios.
You didn't hear the Jets coach talking about Mims, though. I think he cut. I mean,
that was such BS. He's not going to say.
Mims is so good, though.
Cody pulled the whole thing about has the ship sailed on Denzel Mims, and GMs hate that. You remember what Balky said to me when I asked if the ship had sailed on LaVisca? They take guttural. They have a guttural, angry response.
I was there when he asked it. It seemed like they really.
You have fucking Braxton Berrios below Marquez Callaway and Julio Jones. Trash me. We need Berrios at least up here with. Where we've had
no, like, it was an indictment on Berrios so much as it was on
let's keep Berrios up
on Mims.
Let's keep Berrios up into like the mid-50s, okay? Mid-ish 50s, I think. If you can just make
you
that
think, all right.
Yes, we just have to. He's gonna sign a $7 or $8 million deal.
Yeah, like, that doesn't mean
don't you remember what Joe Douglas said about Braxton Berrios?
I mean,
he said players who come in and do the right things and win the right way, those are the kinds of guys who
I don't know is if Berrios has the ceiling of like a Cole Beasley. I don't know that like he's going to be very useful outside of PPR formats. I don't know the extent to which he'll.
I'm telling you as a guy who had Berrios on my fantasy team last year and two of my different dynasty leagues. It was good to have Braxton Berrios down the stretch. It was good to have him. I would not trade Braxton Berrios knowing that he's coming back to or thinking he's going to be coming back to the Jets. An improved offense. If somebody offered me Marquez Callaway or Julio Jones for him, I would tell him to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's fair.
I think that him and Nico Collins and stuff need to be up here, like with Laviska Shenault and these types of guys. I think that Amari Rodgers probably, as long as we're talking about what's going to happen with the like, let's give Amari Rodgers a little bit of a bump. You think?
That's
I mean, this is going to be – Randall Cobb is going to be done. No MVS, no Lazard. I mean, who else is on the roster? Let me just pull up the Packers roster. I mean, I don't know – I don't think they're going to be able to bring too many of these guys back. You got to figure Lazard is going to want, what, $3.5-4 million per year? I think MVS would want the same for the sort of specialized role that he's going to be in. You can't pay that right now. Let's see. The only the guys they have are like Juwan Winfrey and, you know, Malik Taylor. Someone who is Rico Gafford. I'm not even sure I know who that is. So yeah, I think Amari Rodgers here is a guy who we could stand to move up, and I'd like to get him in that same range as a moved up slightly Nico Collins, right? A moved up fairly significantly Braxton Berrios, all those guys in sort of a similar bucket there would make sense to me. One other thing, just looking here at just the wide receivers in general, we mentioned earlier about the Deontay Johnson stuff juxtaposed with the Elijah Moore and Jalen Waddles. Byron had the suggestion on the text chain a few days ago that I didn't agree with all of his suggestions, but I thought he was kind of right. We should have a 23-year-old T. Higgins over a 25-year-old DJ Moore. We know that T. Higgins is tied to Joe Burrow for the next 3 years. We don't know what DJ Moore is going to have at a quarterback situation at all. And T's a beast. I know that there's going to be you know, more target competition there. Right.
Right. But, and I think Moore's just a better player,
but we did have at the combine, Scott Fritter were saying that, yeah, maybe it might be better for us to get Christian McCaffrey going a little bit more out of the slot to, you know, to get him on the field more, but so the wear and tear out of the backfield isn't quite the same as it is running between the tackles as it is utilizing him out of the slot. I think that that takes away kind of those a lot of the high value stuff that DJ Moore likes.
They're fielding trade offers for Christian McCaffrey right now.
Well, look, are we going to really, you know, we can't buy too much into that, right? I mean, they were saying that they wanted you wanted to bump down Antonio Gibson at a point in time whenever they said they were interested in bringing back J.D. McKissic. I think we got to wait for these things to happen because we get to the combine and we see that they're not.
But we're talking about, you know, what, but more situation in the next few years compared to Higgins in the next few years.
Sure.
So I think something to consider.
But I mean, what other quarterback would you rather have a guy like T. Higgins tied to than Joe Burrow? Especially when I think Tyler Boyd's contract is not up this year, but I believe, let me look at Tyler Boyd's contract. I thought that maybe in 2023, it looks like he'll be out. Let me make sure and see though. Tyler, I'll just look it up on SpotTrack real quick. So Tyler Boyd, so he signed a 4-year deal, but that was in, yeah. So, he's actually signed through 2020 with a cap hit of, oh God. So look, I mean, in 2023, so he has got a $10.3 million cap hit with only $1.4 dead associated in 2023. So he seems like a prime guy to get cut, especially if they do the thing where they go ahead and restructure Burrow a little bit early. Like, to, I mean, if you're saving not $8.9 million, it's not like, I don't, you got T, you got Jamar Chase. Like, they really like CJ Uzama. So, I don't know. I think T. Higgins should be above DJ Moore.
That's fine.
It's just a flip of one spot. I mean, if things change, things change. Okay. So let's add that to the list. A few other things just before we get to, the Denver Seattle fallout, because that's probably the main things that we need to discuss here. And doing the best ball cheat sheet, I had an interesting discussion yesterday with Siege about where should Elijah Mitchell be in relation to J.K. Dobbins? Because Siege brought up a good – those were two guys that I hadn't even thought about. I just had it by ADP where I had J.K. Dobbins above Elijah Mitchell. But they're actually kind of close. Both these guys are going in the fourth round of early best ball drafts. And so I started thinking about it in the context of Dynasty. And, like, it feels like – I mean, they're both 24. Like, in the context of Dynasty, it kind of makes sense to think about it like that too, because with J.K. Dobbins, we're back to the same issue that we had with him coming out as a rookie, right? It's like the everybody involved with the Ravens has talked about how happy they are to have not just – I asked about J.K. Dobbins, right? And DaCosta says like, oh, God, he's just a smile from ear to ear. Then he's like, not just J.K. Dobbins we're getting back. We get back Gus Edwards. We get back Justice Hill. Like, we get all three of our guys
they
back.
They weren't using Justice Hill when they had him.
Well, it's fine. Whatever. Still, Gus. Are you telling me that Gus Edwards is in a giant pain in J.K. Dobbins' hypothetical workload? Because he is.
No, I mean, considering how much they run the ball, no. And I feel
Gus
like
is consi-
I mean,
Gus,
like Gus, 49ers. There's already a better running back on the 49ers than Mitchell, and he actually plays in the wide receiver position. So it's like, is Gus Edwards more of a threat to J.K. Dobbins than Deebo Samuel is to Elijah?
Is Deebo Samuel going to score 10 fucking touchdowns again next year, trash man?
I imagine he's going to score more than Gus Edwards.
You think Deebo Samuel will score more rushing touchdowns than Gus Edwards next year?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Let's book a bet. What do you want to bet? Do you want
to see what Edwards –
I would say let's bet two Jersey Mike subs, but have you been to Jersey Mike's lately?
No.
I
can't eat that stuff anymore.
A sub is like $12.69. It's like, are you kidding me? I was just like, you guys, I was like, put the gun away, dude. I feel like this is some highway $1,269.
Gronk will go for that.
I didn't even want the large one. I just wanted the medium number 13, Mike's way. $1,269. It trashed me. It makes me feel as old as saying, like, I remember when gas was like $1.99. To say that I remember when those sandwiches were literally $7.99. You get the whole meal for $9.09 or something like that. Now a sandwich is $12.69. Are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ. Have gone up in the past 6 months, eight months.
What hasn't? Okay, but anyway, so would you bet like 1.5 Jersey Mike's on it?
Yeah.
Okay, 1.5 Jersey Mike's. I'm going to go ahead and write this down. Deebo Samuel, Trashman says Deebo Samuel has more rushing touchdowns in 2022 than Gus Edwards. Where does that leave us with J.K. Dobbins versus Elijah Mitchell, though?
I mean, we already have him above Mitchell by like 3 spots. And I think that's fine.
I was of the opinion that J.K. Dobbins is just so much of a higher quality sort of, you know, prospect coming out than Elijah. But Elijah's been really good.
He's a James Robinson.
Yeah. No, not stylistically.
No, but just
a guy who came in and really, really proved his mettle early on, who wasn't as heralded coming in. I can understand that for sure. Byron said that he wanted there to be a shakeup here in this sort of tier at the end of the dynasty running back twos of Miles Sanders, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Leonard Fournette, and Michael Carter. Michael Carter and Clyde Edwards-Helaire are both 23 years old, right? They're both going to be 23 this year. Yeah. I forgot how young Clyde was whenever he came in, but to think he's only 23 this year is pretty interesting. With Clyde, on one hand, you have the fact, you know, yeah, tethered to Patrick Mahomes, great offense. He was hurt last year. We heard Andy Reid make the excuses for him at the combine. We also heard Andy Reid saying Jarrett McKinnon is on contract for next year. And Jarrett McKinnon.
I might like McKinnon more than Edwards-Helaire this season.
Yeah. And as crazy as it seems, Jarrett McKinnon still isn't quite 30. He'll be 30 next year.
And he has the legs of a 27-year-old.
Yeah. He just hasn't been playing.
Yeah,
he hasn't been playing. So with those guys, how do you think it should go? Do you think we should have young MC ahead of like Miles Sanders? Like, do you think we should just stratify this by age and get those guys ahead of Miles Sanders, young MC, and Clyde?
I mean, how good do you feel Miles Sanders is? I know that you had him kind of like in that Saquon Barkley kind of tier.
Oh no,
You never
did? As a prospect? No, I just said that there were shades of – I mean, he's from the same school. There were shades of Saquon Barkley's game to Miles Sanders' game, but it was always to a much, much lesser degree. I mean, Saquon Barkley and Jonathan Taylor, since we've been doing this, have been the two best running back prospects that we've seen. You know, that's just how it is. Saquon's been hurt, you know, but it's like from a pure evaluation standpoint, that's – I wouldn't have had Miles Sanders in that same category. I don't think I've even had Miles Sanders as number one in his class. I believe I had Josh Jacobs as number one in that class. Okay. So it feels like he's doomed to be a committee back. It's no matter what, Miles Sanders is in a committee.
Yeah, but then so are – I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be. Michael Carter, I mean
– But you have two more good years out of those guys.
That's true. I mean, I'm fine putting Carter and Helaire right behind Mitchell.
Yeah. I think I like that. And then the question is, do you like a 27-year-old Leonard Fournette, who Byron's argument is Leonard Fournette is going to get a 2-year deal with somebody and he's going to be the bell cow. What if Leonard Fournette goes to Miami? You know, If that's the case, we'll just have to move him up more. But for now, we just stratify by age in that tier. Okay.
I think so.
All right. So do you have those notes written down?
Yeah.
Okay. One other thing here is with the big trade, right? So let's break it all down. You want to talk about the side that the Broncos are getting first, or the side that Seattle is getting first, or the Seattle side first, or the fallout in Seattle or the fallout in Denver? Let's talk the fallout in Seattle.
Let's Seattle not first. Let's end on a high note.
It isn't as sexy or fun, right? I mean, look, in the Superflex rankings, I hate to be a siege about this and make the headliner Drew Lock, but we probably need to move Drew Lock up a little bit, right? There's a chance that he could be the quarterback for these guys next year. So I think that he could get moved up. Here's another thing, Trash Man, as long as we're talking about these quarterbacks, Mitchell Trubisky needs to get moved up. He needs to be above Gardner Minshew. He needs to be above, maybe even above. He needs to be like in that Matt Ryan, Jared Goff, area.
Okay? I think we put Trubisky and Locke right there behind what?
I think I'd rather Tannehill? No, because I think I would still rather have Daniel Jones in Superflex than Trubisky or Locke.
You don't think Trubisky is going to beat out Daniel Jones if he goes to New York?
No, not that. I mean, I think if those two guys were on a neutral field somewhere with a neutral head coaching staff and offensive coordinator staff, and didn't have the Mara family breathing down their neck about Daniel Jones, then maybe Trubisky could beat him out, but he's not going to do it as a New York Giant this year. That's not part of the plans, I don't think. So I would say, yeah, I think that Trubisky and Drew Lock maybe should get moved up into that area with maybe Davis Mills, right? Who's going to get presumably going to get this 1 year to prove if he's kind of as okay as he looked last year. I think that's probably about right. I know it's not sexy, but I mean, I would rather have Drew Lock than Gardner Minshew or Kellen Mond, or even maybe, I mean, I would certainly, I think I'd rather have Mitchell Trubisky than, I mean, we're talking about guys like Jordan Love and stuff ahead of him. I mean, we just heard and heard and heard that Trubisky's going to get his chance.
Get traded.
What if he does? Who cares if he does? Jordan, I mean, have you seen enough of Jordan? I feel like I've seen enough of Jordan Love at this point to be hands off until he shows me something entirely different. Entirely different. I feel about
Jordan Love the way I feel about Mitch Trubisky, though, as a prospect, though.
Well, no, because Mitchell Trubisky was a top two overall pick, an idiotic one.
Well, I'm just talking about what he's been doing. I mean, I hate Mitchell Trubisky for the most part.
Well, right, but Mitchell Trubisky's at least gotten to, he's gotten to sit behind Josh Allen, and, he's got a good profile as far as the dude who can run the football and do some things. I mean, I know you hate him, but these guys.
So you think Jordan Love's chances of being a starting quarterback are slim to none?
He just – until he shows me something entirely different. I mean, diametrically opposed to what we've seen so far, I'm just not going to buy into him. Like, I'm going to buy into these guys that I've seen some flashes of. I've not seen a flash of anything from Jordan Love. Have you? Have I missed the boat on something? I mean, what has anybody seen, like, from his Senior Bowl to any preseason stuff to any time, limited action that he's gotten in it? Like, seeing him in limited action in the NFL has been brutal. I mean, at least Mr. Trubisky's done some things. And I know Jordan Love's younger or whatever, but regardless, dude, I'm saying
– Mr. Trubisky's 28. I mean, it's fine. I don't care about either of those guys enough to miss words too much about them.
All right, fine. I think Russell Wilson, where we have him, it's like – I don't think Russell Wilson's leaving DK Metcalf. He's leaving Tyler Lockett. He's leaving a bad offensive
line.
Jerry
Jeudy and KJ.
Exactly. He's going from like a situation that's pretty good to another situation that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think Russ, I'm not sure Russ moves up that much. You know, I think that, I think that in Dynasty, so wild to see like Justin Fields ahead of like Matthew Stafford and these guys that would want so much more right now. But you just realize Justin Fields is only 23 years old. Yeah. I think that Russell Wilson kind of, we have him as quarterback 9 in Dynasty right now. And I just kind of think that's where he stays. I don't think Russell Wilson needs to be moved. Yeah, but wait, we were talking Seattle though. I'm sorry. I still just think Seattle. I think Russell Wilson. Let's talk about the wide receivers that are left behind in Seattle and also what we do with Noah Fant at tight end. Because, of course, the package for Russell Wilson yesterday was Denver sent 2 firsts, 2 seconds, 1 5th, Drew Lock, Shelby Harris, the defensive lineman, and Noah Fant.
Noah Fant.
The Broncos got back Russell Wilson in a 4th. Do you know what that was? That was what I know what happened. They said we need a first, or we need 2 firsts, 2 seconds. We want Fant, we want Shelby Harris, and we want, just throw in Drew Lock. We know that you hate him, and we'll give you Russell Wilson. And the Broncos just couldn't. They're like, all right, but you need to bump us up from a 5th to a 4th in this year's draft. That's what happened.
That's about right. I mean, it's just they're banking on winning now.
Yeah. I mean, what are the Seahawks going to do with these 2 firsts anyway? They're going to go trade them away for another Jamal Adams. all right. Okay, let's see.
DK Metcalf.
He's 25. He's still DK Metcalf.
Lock has an arm. He's not very accurate with it.
It's not. I don't think it's going to be Lock. I can't be a siege about this. They're going to go get somebody.
So you think like a Willis?
Well, Kip C is saying they're not fond of this year's quarterbacks class, but to Kip C, I just say, look, man, John Schneider's not going to tell you how he feels about this quarterback class. That's just not how this is going to go whenever you're in this kind of
– And I think he was saying that before Malik Willis worked out at the Combine.
Yeah, or before he got to see him at the Senior Bowl or, you know, anything like that. So I think that Malik Willis at 9, certainly in play for those guys. Are we really going to – we got to move DK Metcalf down, Trash, man. He's not connected to Russell Wilson anymore. I think I want Tyreek Hill more than him. I think I want Deebo Samuel more than him. Deebo's only 2 years older.
Yeah.
Then you get to the point, do you want DK Metcalf or do you want Davante Adams, who is 6 years his elder? At that point, it becomes pretty hard sell to say that, you know, DK is not going to find his way in the next 2 years or so, as far as whether it's getting out of Seattle or Seattle finding a new quarterback and him developing some kind of connection there.
Yeah.
So,
moving Kupp up though, over Adams, you want Metcalf behind Kupp then?
No, I'm saying that I think Metcalf is 24. He's going to be 24 this year. It's going to be hard pressed to get him behind a 30-year-old or a 29-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to get DK Metcalf below Deontay Johnson. I think DK Metcalf should be dynasty wide receiver 7. He shouldn't be a top 4-5.
He's 5 right now. Yeah. I mean, Tyreek and Deebo.
For now, let's just move him behind Tyreek and Deebo until we find out a little bit more about what's going to happen with the Seattle quarterback situation, because we could honestly be seeing a situation where if we get too low on DK Metcalf, we're going to get swindled out of all of our DK Metcalf at a really inopportune time. Because here's the other part. It's about Tyler Lockett, who we have is 30 years old. We have basically a wide receiver 32 in Dynasty. Now there's been rumors that he's going to be traded. He's on the block. I worry more about Tyler Lockett without Russell Wilson than I really do anybody else. You getting up calling the old bat phone? They talk. Yeah. Somebody calling you about their Tyler Lockett takes.
Maybe.
I worry more about Tyler Lockett's connection with Russell Wilson. To me, that feels like an Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams type of mind meld, to where one without the other just isn't not the same. Tyler Lockett's not built like an Adonis the same way that DK Metcalf is, that could just get stuck into another system and you know what I'm saying? Like be used in the similar way. Andy,
so can you see Metcalf getting traded to Atlanta? That'd be sick.
Oh God. Yeah. So I think Tyler Lockett certainly needs to be moved down. I would actually put him in that kind of same area we were talking about earlier with the Odell Beckhams and the Robert Woodses and these other 30-year-old dudes who their situations feel up in the air. They've been really good, but who knows what's going to happen with them. I think for now that's a good place to put him. If consensus is way off from us, that's fine. And we can always settle it out, you know, and make some tweaks. But I think for now he belongs in that bucket. I mean, do you disagree?
No.
Okay. So let's make a note about Tyler Lockett to get him down even below the ECOT, even below like the Josh Palmers of the world and the Gabriel Davises and these kinds of players. I think that, you know, just when he's 30 years old, he's been really good. But without the Tyler Lockett spike weeks, you're not going to have Tyler Lockett.
I mean, he's had a special connection with Russell.
Yeah. And those spike weeks have come just because Russell finds him deep. You know, we know that it hasn't been on intermediate, like as much as you would think that Tyler Lockett's a guy who's one with like intermediate patterns and crossing routes and stuff like that. It's like, Russell doesn't always find him on those kinds of routes. He finds him on these deep routes where Russell just drops it right in the bucket for him. Mm. So, let's make that note with him. Do we really need to do anything about any tight ends or any associated, like, what does this do with the Rashad Pennies of the world? Do any difference with the Rashad Pennies or the Chris Carsons? I mean, those guys are already up in the air anyway, as far as whether they're going to be back with Seattle. I would say you kind of leave them as they were.
It's going to be a running offense. It already was. I mean, I think it's just even more so. So predicated on the run.
Let's get Rashad Penny up above. Make this note. Rashad Penny needs to be above Ramondre Stevenson. Okay. For sure. I don't see any more. I mean, I don't think Rashad Penny belongs above Keyshawn Vaughn, but I think that's about the right place to put him. A guy that we're sort of banking on having a bigger role this year. We think we'll have a bigger role this year, but the quarterbacks, they're losing quarterbacks on both of those teams, and who knows what's going to happen with them. So let's go. Just go ahead and make that switch. Okay, on the new Denver side, now this is where we can have some fun about some of these guys and just how high can they go, right? So Jerry Jeudy we have currently is wide receiver 25. He's only going to be 23 this year. If you consider the prototype of player that he is, he's going to be, you know, it might seem a little bit easy, but it feels like he's kind of Tyler Lockett-y.
Yeah.
You have KJ Hamler who has that real downfield, downfield deep threat that both DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett both at times brought to the Seahawks. So I think KJ Hamler we need to probably move up to. We have Courtland Sutton, who's clearly, I mean, it's going to be obvious to draw a direct line from Courtland Sutton to DK Metcalf, right? Just more the alpha, big X, go up and get it type of wide receiver on the outside. I think both these guys are due for big moves up. Personally, Jerry Jeudy to me, well, for one, Jerry Jeudy should be right out. I mean, we have Rashad Bateman too high. We need to remove Rashad Bateman down some, I think. Don't you?
I mean, just based on the offense that he's in, probably.
Yeah. So let's get Rashad Bateman down. And I think that Jerry Jeudy belongs up here in the same tier as the Amon-Ra St. Browns, the Michael Pittmans, the Devontae Smiths, the Chris Godwins. I mean, let's just get ahead of it. I mean, he's going to be catching passes from Russell Wilson for the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's where he goes. I think he goes somewhere in there. I feel like I want him more at this point than I want Amari Cooper. think I want Jerry Jeudy more than I want a 30-year-old Keenan Allen. I know Chris Godwin was just franchised, but he's coming off the ACL stuff. We're going to have Calvin Ridley moved way down, so he's not even part of this conversation. Yeah. But I think
Jeudy right there around Godwin.
Bateman needs to be I like Jerry Jeudy right now more than I like DeVonta Smith.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, predicated on the offenses that they're in.
Yeah. I just do. So I think that Bateman needs to be out of that picture. Bateman needs to be only above Keenan Allen out of that whole tier. And then I think that as long as Jeudy is somewhere in that Michael Pittman range with Amon-Ra St. Brown, but above DeVonta Smith. Does that make sense to you? I mean, that makes perfect sense. That seems like it fits perfectly to me in my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Courtland Sutton. Now he's 27. He's not the prospect that Jeudy was. He's had issues with injuries, but he's a beast.
I mean, he's basically a Michael Pittman on another team.
I think he needs to be above.
But he's 2 years older.
You know, I mean, it looks like we were kind of high on Courtland Sutton anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Sutton's only 1 year younger than Amari Cooper at this point.
Yeah, we were kind of high on him anyway. I kind of think where he is right now is probably.
I mean, we're going to move Lockett down.
Yeah, maybe so. Should Courtland Sutton be ahead of Mike Evans, who's going to be catching footballs from like Kyle Trask or something? Mike Williams got re-signed. I mean, he's like Mike Williams is what, 28? I think that he's in a shit. Mike Williams could even stand to move up now that we know he's going to be with Herbert for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
But these guys like Ayuk, Chase Claypool, stuff like this, I kind of think Sutton is still in the right. Sutton get a slight boost up with Lockett moving out of here, right? But
yeah, I mean, we're high on Sutton. Yeah. I mean,
what's his name? Ridley will be out of here. So he'll move up two spots into the kind of the high end wide receiver three for Dynasty. I think that that's probably fine for Sutton. Whereas I consider Jeudy is going to be moving into more of the mid range wide receiver two discussion. I think the bump gets bigger for Jeudy just because he's younger. I can't believe he's only going to be 23 this year. Mm. That's crazy to me. Okay. We didn't talk at all about KJ Hamler, but it feels like he's going to need to move up. I mean, he's what, 71 or something right now. Maybe just get KJ Hamler up, not quite into that Nico Collins, Amari Rodgers, Michael Gallup kind of area that we talked about earlier, getting those guys in that bucket, but maybe just a little bit below it. I think right now I'd rather have KJ Hamler than Julio Jones, Marquez Callaway, or Robbie Anderson.
Yeah. So I feel right there, like behind Amari Rodgers.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's good. Okay. Let's talk about the other guys. So the running backs. It's now clear that Melvin Gordon will not be back. You're not going to be able to pay Russell Wilson and do all this stuff and bring back Melvin Gordon. You have all these extra draft picks. You can probably draft a new runner. It's going to be Javonte Williams with a better offense now. Melvin can't come back. I mean, they can't pay him, right?
What was he asking for? Like eight?
They were talking about $8 million.
Yeah.
He's not going to, I mean, it's like Siege said on the podcast yesterday, he's not going to get it, but I mean, I don't know. It doesn't feel like somebody else will bring in Melvin Gordon. It
doesn't really make sense.
So do we just get ahead of the curve and move Javonte Williams to running back two in Dynasty?
Let me see.
Or at least above DeAndre Swift. You can keep Najee at number two if you want, but I think that at this point, you got one guy whose quarterback is Russell Wilson, who's going to be in scoring position often.
Yeah. I mean, I think when we see the Gordon, whatever happened with Gordon happen, I think, I mean, definitely I'm okay moving him to two there.
Can we move him to three for the time being since we feel like it's going to happen?
Yeah.
All right. Let's move Javonte to three. Oh, God, it feels good to own Javonte Williams in Dynasty right now. Boy, does that feel good. And then finally, just the tight ends. So Noah Fant, does he really move much? He's still a good young player. He's going to be 25 this next year.
He is.
Make sure whenever you're updating these rankings too, Trash Man, to like on Noah Fant, make sure that change the teams whenever you're just cleaning this up.
He's right behind Pat Freiermuth, who, you know, I don't know how much we're going to like him depending on who the quarterback is. I think, well, we don't know who the quarterback is going to be for Seattle, though, either. I think maybe he's right about where he needs to be.
Okay. While we're doing this, Dalton Schultz got the franchise tag yesterday from Dallas. He needs to be moved up to in the he needs to be up maybe above Fant, right? Just for what we're going to get next year.
Yeah.
So I get Dalton Schultz up above Noah Fant. Do we get Mike Gesicki? He got the franchise tag yesterday too. Do we get him above? Like, shouldn't he be above Hunter Henry?
I think maybe we just move Hunter Henry down because I feel like Dawson Knox should
okay,
maybe be
above that's Hunter fine. Henry. Okay, so move Hunter Henry down below these guys. I like that. And I should say because you know who the big mover is here.
Yeah, Albert O.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Albert O. Catching balls from Russell Wilson. They get rid of Noah Fant because they know that they love Drew Locke's boy, Albert O. They wouldn't send Drew Locke with his Missouri teammate. They sent Drew Locke with Noah Fant. Things are opening up for Albert O, Trash Man. How high can O go in Dynasty?
I mean, I put him above Freiermuth at this point.
What about above a 27-year-old Dallas Goedert? I'll tell you the truth, Trash Man. It absolutely needs to happen. Albert O, with this trade, becomes a top seven tight end in all of Dynasty.
Yeah.